Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Second hour of Oilers Now, presented by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation. Just had Frank Saravalli on, daily face-off of the horses and horse racing, Alberta. We're going to go off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. And we are joined by our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Wilhauk. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. And we welcome back to the show. He's just signed a two-year contract extension from the Oilers organization, Phil Kemp. Hi, Phil. It's Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. How's it going? Great to be here.
Yeah, good. Thanks for taking time. First of all, just a thought on staying in the organization. You're a restricted free agent. You get a two-year extension. You took a big step forward this year. But just your thoughts on staying aboard and trying to continue to grow and develop as a player.
Yeah, for sure. Just super excited to be back. Hoping to take another step and just try to be a piece for the organization.
Can you look to what's occurred here over the last couple of years? I guess more specifically, just in the last calendar year, with Vincent Desharnais and Michael Kesselring, two rangy, right shot D, different type of players, but both getting an opportunity to work their way up to the NHL. Guys that you've played with for each of the last couple seasons.
Yeah, two great players, two great people, too. Honestly, I had the privilege to play with them in Bakersfield, and they're great teammates. And I saw them take a great step playing the NHL and looking to kind of follow in their footsteps and hopefully crack the lineup.
When you're in your position, are you looking at who Edmonton's got slotted in on the right side at the NHL? I mean, Bouchard, who had a wonderful close to the year. You know, I think he's still leading all NHL defensemen in points right now in the playoffs. And then Desharnais playing the final, you know, he played 36 of the final 40 games of the year. Cody Ceci as well. But you're not just signing to be in Bakersfield. You're signing to get to the National Hockey League. How much do you sort of evaluate how that path works for you and maybe who's and not so much in the way, but what you have to do to put yourself in the mix there?
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of horses up and down the lineup. It seems like they're just kind of looking for the right role players to complement those horses. And I'm just trying to be a part of that role group, I think.
Where do you think you've developed the most since leaving Yale and coming to the American Hockey League and Phil and playing for Bakersfield?
Yeah, I mean, we've had great coaches down there, and they just kind of preach being efficient on breakouts, closing gaps, tight gaps, finishing plays, ending cycles, being reliable, and just being kind of a team-friendly guy.
You spent 3 years at Yale. Did you ultimately end up getting your degree?
I did, yeah.
What does a guy get a degree from Yale in?
I was a history major.
See,
I was there for four. They ended up canceling the fourth season.
Right. Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, I went to the University of Alberta for about 7 years. Most guys that spend that long in university are known as doctor. I was failed art student, so didn't quite happen for me. I wasn't the most disciplined student. He must have gone. It's like, I mean, we're talking an Ivy League school. Guy Gadowski was my center. With the Southside Athletic Club at Edmonton, he ended up coaching at Princeton. Okay. He couldn't get into Princeton as a student, I can tell you that, but he played at Colorado College. But how good were your time management skills when you were playing? Because I think you were ultimately the captain at Yale the last year you were there. I mean, you must have really been able to have it together to play hockey and compete at an academic institution of the quality of Yale.
I mean, you're surrounded by great people, too, and it's kind of everyone's kind of grinding, but it was an awesome path for me, and I really enjoyed it. It helped me a lot with my time management skills, but I had a great time being there, and I I really loved my time at Yale.
I mean, do you have guys that you've gone to school with that are, you know, they're already out in the workforce, they're not playing hockey, and, you know, maybe they're making, you know, or maybe they've invested in some businesses that have taken off. Has that occurred to, like, any of guys that you were buddies with growing up?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of super impressive people that I was lucky to cross paths with there, and it's kind of cool just following what they're doing, what they're up to, and honestly up to some super interesting things.
Phil, you grew up in Connecticut. Who was your favorite player growing up as a kid?
I was a Dan Girardi fan.
Come on, really?
Yeah, he was my favorite player growing up.
Wow, is that who you pat? Like, I mean, that's crazy because he obviously was a very good defenseman for the Rangers for a number of years, and he was subtle, wasn't he? Like, you wouldn't say he was elite offensively. He wasn't a killer in terms of how he defended, but he could defend. Is there a lesson a bit in how Girardi made it to the NHL and etched out a path for himself and maybe how you can get there?
Totally. And honestly, I mean, I kind of see a bit of myself in him. I thought he was a great player. He was a great teammate. But he, on all successful teams, I think you need a kind of a guy like Girardi. And I hope I can kind of be that guy.
Well, that is an interesting one. For I know I had the same conversation with Noah Philp about it doesn't happen overnight for everybody. And Noah had a really impressive second half of the year, and we'll see where things go, Philp, with Noah in the future. But I mean, mm-hmm. Can you maybe speak to just how things went for you guys down in the because you had a tough start to the year. And you're a lot better in the second half. How much of that was, you know, Calvin Pickard getting healthy in goal? And how much of that was, you know, getting a surge from, you know, guys like Lavoie and Philp as the season went on?
Yeah, I mean, there was a huge surge. It seemed like in the second half, a lot of those guys took steps, Philp, Lavoie, a lot of the young guys. And when you got a guy like Pickard back there, he kind of gives you a chance to win every night. So we missed him dearly when he was hurt, but it was great having them back and just seeing those guys take steps up front, and they're real good players, so it'll be fun to follow them in the future.
By the way, Girardi played two full seasons in the minors before getting an opportunity with the New York Rangers. Was a sort of a seventh defenseman for New York back in 06-07, and then spent, you know, the better part of the next 8 or 9 years with New York in their top four. So that's interesting. You've had some, it's interesting because I, you know, when I think of you in the rookie tournaments and early in maybe in a couple of preseason games, like it was noticeable, especially a couple of years ago, the one we played in Edmonton, I think we had limited fans back because of the pandemic. I'm wondering how wild it has been for everybody, given, you know, you talked about not playing hockey for an entire year and then getting back, and we had just the Pacific Division Championship the 1 year, and then, boom, now you've played the last couple of years. And does it feel like hockey's kind of back to normal, Phil?
It definitely does. And there's a lot of great buildings in the Pacific Conference for the AHL, so it's great playing in those buildings. And obviously playing in Bakersfield, with the pandemic and limited fans and stuff, it was really cool this past year getting a full building again and seeing the people of Bakersfield support us.
It's a different division too, because it's the toughest division in the American Hockey League. Calgary, I went down to the two games, as you know, in Calgary during the All-Star break. That's a team that is built and has, I guess the politically correct euphemism was that they had some highly competitive players. The old school description would be they had some meat in their lineup. And that, I guess that's part of it too, right? Is you've got to be able to, I know you took a couple heavy hits from behind over the last couple of years. Is that just part of, you know, sort of trying to graduate onto the National Hockey League? Is playing through that sort of stuff?
I think that's kind of part of it. And that's a big part in the NHL. You know, it's everybody's grinding for a reason. Everyone wants to take that next step, and it's a really competitive environment. And that's why the games are so physical.
Have you already started training again for next season?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Phil, hey, we appreciate your time. Best of luck. And I can 100% say I'm looking forward to seeing you on the plane in preseason, okay?
Thanks, Bob. Have a great one.
You bet, because you will be playing when you're a guy. The way you know, the way the schedule works for if you're a guy that's a good American Hockey League, his hero is Dan Girardi. Wow, that is That's crazy stuff. Brendan, if you could deselect Phil, I'd be, or you're just talking to him, that'd be awesome. It's funny because it didn't happen overnight for Girardi. Did that catch you? That caught me a bit off guard when he said his favorite player growing up was Dan Girardi.
That's awesome. That's like the fiber of a team, as he sort of went on to describe.
He's a glue guy, right?
That's wicked.
Like,
that's somebody who loves the game of hockey.
And he went to Yale, so like he's a sharp dude. You know, we don't talk. We knew Desharnais was coming. Do you take a look at the numbers that Kemp had this year down in the American League? He had a pretty good, he quietly had a very effective season. He's on a two-year deal. The two-year escalator at the American Hockey League level increases quite a bit. I am of the volition that the Oilers probably need to sign a number seven defenseman and let Broberg and Niemelainen play the majority of the time down in the minors. They got to sign I think they got to sign a couple righties, a righty for the NHL and a righty for the American League. But if it's funny, if you talk to the people around Bakersfield, they're like, don't write this guy off for finding a way to get to the NHL. And again, he put up relatively, I mean, think about when I went down there, Brendan, 2 years ago. So I was there in early March of 2022 because, of course, I got COVID in Chicago because they were testing. Remember when we used to test all the time? And the players with the Oilers made fun of me because, like, Cam Moon and me were the last two guys on the traveling entourage to test positive for COVID. Which just shows you when you're the beacon of health like I am in my 50s. Anyways, you know what I'm saying. I went down to Bakersfield. They had Desharnais in the first pairing, Kesselring in the second pairing, Kemp in the third pairing. Kesselring was like a wild Mustang on the ice, racing up and down the ice. Desharnais was unbelievably solid and went like plus 34. He led the American Hockey League in plus minus. Well, this season, Desharnais came up, and Kemp took on greater ownership and leadership. The Oilers traded Kesselring to Arizona as part of the Bukestead trade. And Kemp finished with 6 goals, 21 points, and 71 games, went plus 12, and got virtually no power play time. And the team wasn't an overly high-scoring team, but he had a pretty solid year. There's an outside, it's a seventh-round draft choice. Signs for a couple more years here. It's going to be interesting. He's not a small player. He's 6'3" and 215 pounds now. Never say never on a guy.
No, certainly. And there's already a track record of, you got to believe in an organization's ability to develop or develop a certain position. And because we've seen this team churning out guys like Bouchard and Desharnais and Broberg is stepping into a bigger role in the NHL.
What would you do with Broberg? Would you go 7D next year at the start, 11-7 if you're Edmonton? Or would you go 12-6 and Broberg plays like 22, 23 minutes a game down in the American? Because this is the last year you can send him up and down without him having to clear.
I think, well, that's over the last couple of years, I don't really know what he is at this point. So I'd like to see him down there really establishing himself. Are you a shutdown guy? Are you the guy that plays 25 a game? You know, what situations are you best in? I think he maybe needs to reestablish a little bit of that and then, you know, make a decision from there. And it's nice now that you have a guy like Desharnais who can fill that role for the meantime.
780-496-0063. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Speaking of Ashley Fine Floors, get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. You tell us what the Oilers should do with Broberg. Like, if you come back, and we had this conversation, if you come back with Ekholm and Bouchard, Nurse and CeCe, and Nurse and CeCe have to commit themselves to being a defensive shutdown pairing, and then, because some would say, well, they should put Nurse with Desharnais if they're going to have a shutdown pairing. But I would say Kulak was really good as a third pairing guy in the playoffs. Go for it. What do you do?
What if I phone Danny Briere and I say, Danny, I'd like Travis Konecny if you can retain a little bit of money on this contract. And Danny Briere says we need a first round pick times two plus something. Okay. And what if Broberg ends up being a piece that you could move in that sort of scenario? something else to consider anyway. Because again, I say, I don't really know what you've got with this prospect, save for the fact that he was drafted so high. And maybe that means something more to an organization like Philadelphia at their stage right now than it does to Edmonton, who could be picking up, you know, just as an example there.
Well, you know, I love connecting.
Sure. And he really rebounded in the right way last year.
See, I could see something like that happening close to the deadline, because I think we're going to see a significant jump in the cap in the summer of 2024. What I would, to me, it's not out of, who's the right wing that I've mentioned over and over again with the connection to Connor McDavid?
Connor Brown.
And I believe if I was Jeff Jackson representing Connor Brown, I would cut the sweetheart of all-time sweetheart deals with the Edmonton Oilers. Because I know there's one place where guys put up numbers in the top six, and that's Edmonton. You think it was an accident that Evander Kane signed here? You think it was an accident that Zach Hyman signed here? I mean, Zach Hyman, back-to-back years, has had career years, okay? Evander Kane scored 35 goals and 58 points. Now, I think we both assume that the Oilers probably can't afford Yamamoto at $3 million. Well, there's the other way you could do it. That is the other way you do it. I mean, but then you're... So you're saying, what about Broberg and a number one and something going to Philly and you get back Konechny?
Yeah. And they retain some money on Konechny.
See, I don't see them retaining money. That's the issue. Because he's like a 5.5 cap hit, isn't he, Konechny?
I believe he's in that range. Yeah, 5.5 or 6 anyway.
We'll check the next. I think sure. He's under contract for 3 more years at 5.5.
But that gives Philadelphia, for one guy, that would give them 3 former firsts. If you just spitballing, you go Yamamoto, Broberg.
And a number one.
And a one.
It's a top 8 pick that's the number one in Broberg's case. You know, the thing about Holloway and Broberg, do you have any belief whatsoever that either guy is going to put up high-end offensive numbers?
No, not necessarily. I think Holloway is going to be a great forechecking piece and maybe a good
third-line player.
Sure, yeah.
That might work to your advantage when you're trying to fill out a roster. If like I'm looking at Broberg and I'm saying I could see him being a top four defenseman in 2 years from now, but I don't see him being, Bouchard's going to be the guy on the power play. And then Nurse would be the number two power play guy here, logic would dictate, right? So where would Broberg fit? He's never going to, because if you're not playing, if you're, like Nurse is even strength scoring. If you look at his 5v5 scoring the last 3 seasons, it's pretty good. Now people say, well, that's because he's played with McDavid lots. Yeah. It's still pretty good. We'll look up the price point on Konechny. Interesting conversation with Philip Kemp. It's 123 in Edmonton. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Guests and Oilers Now receive gift cards to Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite teppanyaki steak restaurant. Book your celebration for the census at jvedmonton.ca, 3975 Calgary Trail. Brand new Japanese Village location. Don and his staff will take care of you. All right, Brendan, did we look up the number on Konechny?
Yeah, he's got a $5.5 million cap hit for 2 more seasons. So a little bit of term, but not...
Yeah, that drops how much I'd be willing to give up to get him, to be frank with you, right? Like, he's not a rental, but he's not a guy with 3 years of term left. Actually, 3.5 years worth of term left, like the Oilers got with Ekholm. I've always liked Konechny. I mean, I went in and saw him play in Ottawa a number of years ago with A.J. Jakubik. Actually, I'm surprised Ottawa didn't win the OHL championship this year. And they ended up losing to Peterborough. And to me, they had way more skill. And they would have been, Peterborough's really struggled at the Memorial Cup. Speaking of the Memorial Cup, at the Memorial Cup coming up today at 1:35, is James Myrtle from The Athletic. Uncle Milt from Brent Ridge Ford says advertising with Oilers Now works. They delivered their new 2022 truck Thursday. They are still in need of quality used vehicles. Their last new 2022 truck on Thursday. They need quality used vehicles, and they're prepared to pay top dollar for trade-ins or on outright purchases. Remember, there's a reason Brentridge Ford is a 12-time President's Award winner for customer satisfaction. If you want to be treated fairly with every aspect of your vehicle purchase and ownership, call the gang at Brentridge Ford, 780-352-6048. Guess who locked his family out of his house last night?
Really?
Yeah, we had a minor issue. We hadn't updated the battery on the garage door.
Oh, did you call Abe?
I did not. Well, they came and fixed it for us, but guess who called Uncle Milt to access my truck because my truck door was closed. I didn't have any keys on me.
Oh, that's priceless.
So I had to reach Uncle Milt at like 10 o'clock at night. He was just getting started on the evening. So
talk about the service after the sale. That's service.
I go, hey, Milt, can you work out that Ford Pass to open up my truck for me so I can hit the automatic garage door starter to get into my house? Oh, I tell you, Hudson was just giving it to me. You're not as smart as you think you are, Dad. I'm like, you're right, Hudson, I'm not. So there you go. Because my other options were break into the house, not happen. Of course, we had every door, like, you know, the sliding door, we got, that's locked. We got the front door locked, no set of keys. And the garage door, yeah. So I went out and got a new battery for the garage door today to get that going. And we'll be taking the keys with us from now on when we go on our nightly walks each night to the park to get Anakin out there. But yes, Uncle Milt came through. There you go. Useless, superfluous information about the Stauffer household. There you have it. Off to a global news weather traffic update. Randy Kilburn back with James Myrtle. He's in Kamloops at the Memorial Cup.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.